Greetings. I'm Jonathan Polevsky, the program director here at WBJC 91.5 FM. It's the fourth day of Hanukkah, and I wanted to celebrate each day of the holiday with a program about a special aspect of Jewish music. Some of the pieces are by Jewish composers, and others are by composers whose best friends were Jewish. Some are by composers who barely met Jewish people, but managed to get it right nonetheless. Before we go on, it's my fiduciary responsibility to tell you that support for WBJC is made possible by you, our fantastic members, and by Eddie's of Roland Park, cooking up local chef-prepared holiday dinners. Eddie's local and heat-serve holiday cooking and delivery is made possible by a staff of 250 valued employees, including butchers and bakers, cooks and caterers, delivery drivers, and more. Celebrating the local faces behind the holiday feast. Details and holiday menus at eddiesofrolandpark.com. Support for this program is also made possible by the estate of Ruth Srego Newhouse, a lover and scholar of Jewish music. So without further ado, here is day four. We're halfway there. Our composer for today wrote fine music like this. But the music we know him best for sounds more like this. And especially like this.
Und der Haie Fisch, der hat Zähne, und die trägt er im Gesicht, und bekiest er.
Yes, indeed, Mektis Ami, the subject of today's short Hanukkah musical vignette is none other than Kurt Weill. If you're thinking, I had no idea he wrote Jewish music, you are not alone. Born in 1900, the son of a cantor, he was raised in a traditional Orthodox home. He showed tremendous musical talent at a young age and quickly made his mark on the German musical scene with works like his Quadlibet and what we will hear, the Concerto for Violin and Winds. Sadly for his father, young Kurt soon realized that he had more attraction to socialism than Judaism. His collaborations with Bertolt Brecht, particularly on the Threepenny Opera, made him famous in 1928. Brecht tried in vain to push Weill even further to the left, but the composer protested, saying he couldn't set the Communist Manifesto to music. Unfortunately for Weill, but fortunate for the United States, the Nazi government declared his music degenerate and tried to prevent its performance. Weill left Germany in 1933 and made his way to America via Paris. Upon arriving at these shores, Weill made a concentrated attempt to write music in an American style that would appeal to American audiences. He wrote Railroads on Parade, a fantasy on rail transport for the 1939 World's Fair, and Lady in the Dark with Moss Hart and Ira Gershwin in 1941.
My ship has sails that are made of silk. The decks are trimmed with gold and of jam and spice.
Okay, Polevsky, this is all well and good, but where's my Jewish piece of music for day four of Hanukkah? Fair enough, let's get to it. Cantor David Putterman and the Park Avenue Synagogue in New York commissioned Kurt Weill to write a piece for their annual Sabbath Eve service of 1946. The synagogue was highly committed to new liturgical music, and other composers commissioned over the decades-long effort included Leonard Bernstein, Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco, and William Grant Still. Weill was excited about the commission and even waived his fee. He also waived his royalties and copyright so the work could be freely performed by other synagogues. The piece Weill chose to write was a setting for cantor, choir, and organ of the Sabbath evening Kiddush, the blessing recited over wine. Weill's setting has a beautiful, bluesy feeling to it, and it's worth listening to the whole thing. It's been suggested that the composer took the commission because he felt guilty about abandoning his Orthodox Jewish roots and wanted to make amends to the memory of his departed cantor father. To my mind, the piece is so lovely and devoid of conflict that this seems silly. If Weill was thinking about his parents, the old country, and his upbringing, he seems to have been doing so with far more nostalgia than guilt. One last thing before we go. I had never heard of this piece until about 25 years ago. I was at a record company conference, and one of the presenters played Kiddush by Kurt Weill to promote their new CD entitled The London Viola Sound. This was a compilation of repertoire arranged for an orchestra of, believe it or not, 48 violas from all over London. Rivka Golani played the cantor solo part on, you guessed it, viola. How does it sound? You can decide for yourself, but for my money, gorgeous. I guess that's going to do it for Kiddush, Kurtweil, and Day 4 of our Hanukkah programs. After all this Kiddush, you should definitely treat yourself to a glass of wine. If it's too early, wait a while. And as we say on Word on Wine, cheers! Thanks so much for listening. Chag Sameach, happy holidays, sei gesund, be well, have a latke, if wine isn't your thing, maybe a bissel schnapps, or nothing. And I look forward to seeing each other again soon. Support for this program was made possible by the estate of Ruth Srego Neuhaus, a lover and scholar of Jewish music.